Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
And then when the red flag started popping up, like literally a week or 2 weeks later, I had to push it down because this put me back on track. I was on the right timeline now. We had this great story. So I sort of didn't listen to my gut. Eventually did end up breaking up with him, but he won me back by doing all these like super romantic things and like showed me the money for the engagement ring, which, you know, again, sort of played back into that linear thing of like, yeah, okay, I'm supposed to get married now.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real, which I guess means it's for all of us. Today, I'm joined by Monica Ortega. She created the travel show Monica Goes back in 2014 to inspire others to break out of their comfort zones and go on adventures. Monica also MCs, she acts, she co-hosts the podcast Stumbling Forward, and most importantly right now, she authored The Power of Pivoting, How to Embrace Change and Create a Life You Love. Today's lesson, she had limiting beliefs that sabotaged her relationships and her career. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help. Enjoy the show. Monica Ortega, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Yeah, let's do it.
Fantastic. I like people who come in with the energy like, yes, let's talk about it. So you grew up the same way a lot of us did, I'm sure, thinking that life is supposed to be linear. You say, you know, high school, college, marriage, kids, like one thing after the other. And then you wound up married to the wrong person. So set the stage for us. What ultimately led to this decision? And then what impact did it have on you going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. So I had two sort of linear beliefs or limiting beliefs. One being that, yes, life is linear. You're supposed to check these boxes, you know, especially just growing up in the Midwest. You think, I'm going to go to high school, college, meet someone, get married, have babies. That's it, right? And I knew I was this big dreamer as well. I bounced around in the entertainment industry. And so I also had this limiting belief that I couldn't have a career and a relationship. So I spent years sort of sabotaging one or the other, right? Career starts taking off. I start getting acting gigs. Oh, better find a guy. And then vice versa, like I'm in a relationship. My career is going bad. So time to sabotage a relationship. So between those two, I sort of found myself in LA, completely unhappy in the entertainment world. You know, I was 29, which is super young, by the way, for people listening. But in my mind, you know, I'm behind. I'm supposed to be checking these boxes. And so I ended up meeting my ex-husband in like the most meet cute way ever. So in my mind, I'm like, this is it. This is the guy. And then when the red flag started popping up, like literally a week or 2 weeks later, I had to push it down because this put me back on track. I was on the right timeline now. We had this great story. So I sort of didn't listen to my gut. Eventually did end up breaking up with him, but he won me back by doing all these like super romantic things and like showed me the money for the engagement ring, which, you know, again, sort of played back into that linear thing of like, yeah, okay, I'm supposed to get married now. And so he was Mr. Perfect till we got married. And then, of course, all of those red flags came back. Funny, marriage doesn't solve everything. And I just got really depressed because at that point, you know, you've said the vows and I'm like, okay, this is my life. I need to figure out how to make it work. And one of the great things that came about was he hated to travel and I loved to travel. And I thought, okay, if I'm not going to get that out of my marriage, I need to get it out of my career. So I started my travel show, Monica Goes, which really did sort of help me mentally throughout that entire process. But obviously, like the home life is still pretty bad. And then 4 years in, he basically told me he'd been cheating the entire time, which, you know, it's heartbreaking. But at the same time, in my mind, I went, oh, thank God I can leave. I was like so excited. And then because of that, it was the first time in my life where the plan had blown up. I obviously was way off track from this linear timeline. And I stopped and went, okay, well, what do I want my life to look like? Who do I actually want to be? What kind of career do I actually want to have? What does my dream partner really look like? And started kind of piecing together the things that I wanted for myself. And one of my goals now is really to help people ask those questions before they get into these limiting beliefs and feel like they have to create this linear timeline, right? So for me, you know, it was a massive second chance. I fell in love with my life and I thought, okay, if I get to do it all over, I'm going to do it the way I want. And so, yes, it sort of took that giant blowing up of my life. And like I said, one of my things now, I'd love to help other people avoid that, but it definitely changed the path of my life. And I'm really grateful for it in the end. But yes, those limiting beliefs and that linear belief took me to some really pretty dark places.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are some of the things that you did and that maybe you can advise listeners to do to get rid of those limiting beliefs that keep them pegged in these holes?
Yeah, I will say one thing that I did that I'm super grateful I did. He was pretty emotionally abusive and I would find myself really talking myself up. So, you know, he'd say something mean. I'd go in the bathroom. I'd literally look in the mirror and just be like, you're awesome. Like, he doesn't get it. I don't know what his deal is. And I just kept doing that like every time, which I do feel like helped me mentally at the end of all of it. Because I think sometimes if you start to take those on, that just piles on to that limiting belief, right? So really going, okay, this isn't true. And asking yourself what's true and asking other people what's true and just trying to stay grounded in that and not letting your brain sort of get the better of you in those situations can sort of set you up a little bit better mentally at the end of all of that.
Yeah, it totally does. Having that kind of support network of people who are there to lift you up instead of break you down. And then also, I like what you said about going into the bathroom and telling yourself, you know, you're awesome, like you can do it. That self-talk, even though people think, oh, I'm talking to myself, like I must be crazy. No. Like, talk to yourself, tell yourself how good you are and how much you can accomplish. So what was the straw that finally broke the camel's back when you realized like, okay, time to get out, time to move on?
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, I told him at the beginning, because everyone's like, you're supposed to have these big conversations before you get married. I'm like, we did. He lied. You know, I told him, I said, kids are non-negotiable. I want a house. I want a dog, all these things. And then it was after we got married that he didn't want kids anymore. And he didn't want a house anymore. And that's when I really started to feel trapped. And I thought, this is not what I signed up for. And so, yeah, it was about 3.5 years in when I started going, okay, you need to make a choice, because if you truly don't want kids, that is a non-negotiable for me. That's just how it's been. And so that I really started to put the foot down and ask the real questions and make him sort of answer those. And we went to some therapist about it, which I don't know that any of that actually triggered him into changing his mind. Obviously it didn't, but it did get him to confess to the cheating, which that, like I said, it was like, oh, thank God, like I can leave. Because I felt like, you know, I took my vows very seriously. It's not something I was just willing to leave because I was unhappy, even though, like, you know,
that's a pretty good reason.
People probably should be able to leave for being unhappy.
Yeah.
But once I had the concrete evidence, that was, I mean, I literally left in my pajamas with a suitcase full of stuff that second that he told me. I mean, I had a new apartment and I think I went on a date like 2 weeks later. Like, I was done. I was ready to be out.
Wow. Can you tell us about, I guess, that feeling of finally having that weight off of your shoulders?
Yeah, it's really crazy. It was the craziest probably 2 weeks of my life. I was sleeping about 2 hours a night. I had so much anxiety, which I had never experienced before. It was this combination of like super, super excited, on top of the world that I get this second chance, and then just completely crashing. So it was a wild roller coaster, I will say that. But I also, it was the first moment that I felt present after feeling so numb and feeling like a shell for so long. It snapped me out and it woke me up. So yeah, it was a weird, wild ride of like the highest highs and the lowest lows, but eventually it evened out. But yeah, I mean, it's such a weird time because I was loving it. I was like having the best time. It was like this euphoric feeling, but then also combined with all these crazy emotions of like actually dealing with the divorce stuff.
Yeah. There's a lot of conflicting feelings in there. But I love what you said about being present. Like, you were finally able to like be there for you. And I think that is fantastic. So I really appreciate you sharing this story with us. It's something that we haven't really gotten as much of on the podcast. And I think that the way our relationships affect us creatively, emotionally, it has an impact on everything that we do. So I really appreciate that. And of course, at the end of every episode, I like to leave time for you to brag a little bit and tell us what is working for you now. I understand you just released a book within the past couple months here. So tell us about that. Tell us about what you're doing and where we can find you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I realized, you know, through this process, and I will say, like, yes, it was euphoric at the beginning, but then, you know, 2 years later, you have an emotional breakdown because something comes up. And so there was all these emotions that I was going through. And I realized that other people are going through a lot of the same things and not a lot of people are talking about it. And so in the middle of the pandemic, the travel show stopped, which you can find now on YouTube, Monica Goes. But when I couldn't travel anymore, I always knew I wanted to write a book about the divorce and about all of the emotions and everything that happened because of that. But I felt like I was still in the middle of the story. But then I realized my middle might be somebody else's beginning. So I sat down to write this book. It just sort of came out. I think 3 weeks later, I had a book and I was like, oh, I guess I had some stuff to say. But while it goes through my story of the divorce, it's really a book to help people navigate change in their own life. Because 2020 happened, everybody's in the middle of this pivot. And I realized not everybody knows how to navigate these changes, where I've been through so many changes in careers, in mental health, in my marriage, all these different things. So I wanted to write a book to inspire other people to sort of shift that mindset from setbacks to setups and utilize their second chance and things like that. So yes, the book is called The Power of Pivoting, How to Embrace Change and Create a Life You Love. And it is available on Amazon. It's also available on my website with the travel show, monicagoes.com. And then across social media, I'm at Monica Goes Show or at Power of Pivoting.
Fantastic. And I'm going to have links to all of that, as well as everything else that you do, because you do a lot of creative work. I'm going to have links to all of it down in the show notes so people can go and check it out. And with that, I just want to say thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me on.
And thank you for listening. Do not hold yourself back. Find ways to grow because you can. You can do more. You can be more. You can find things that you love. Don't let these beliefs hold you back. Special thank you to Monica Ortega for joining me and being willing to talk about her broken bulbs. Be sure to check out her work, including her book, The Power of Pivoting, How to Embrace Change and Create a Life You Love. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We have a huge goal to get to 10,000 downloads an episode by the end of the year. It is a really huge goal, but we figure let's shoot for it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecca Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Vine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxon and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecca.